visiting with Karen Jurek, the head coach of the Heron Tigers volleyball team, and you win it in straight sets tonight at home over Murfreesboro. Very hard-fought match. You win it 25-16 in set one, 25-21 in set two. Your thoughts on getting this big win here at home?
Oh, we're thrilled. You know, that clinches the conference for us, so we but the girls aren't satisfied. They're still looking to push these last three games. So we're not done yet. You know, since there is no postseason this year, it's been all about the conference. So, you know, we want to go out strong with these last three games.
Talk about what it means to you and to your girls to win a conference championship. You're undefeated in the league, right?
Yes. Well, you know, it's a testament to the determination and the hard work that they put in over the years. You don't do this in one night. You know, there's been a lot of foundation, you know, and a lot of leading up to this. You know, the girls are the ones who put in the time and effort, and their parents driving them everywhere. So, you know, I get to sit back and watch them and enjoy it, and it's just a really good feeling tonight.
First conference title since 07, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. There's only been five this is only the fifth conference championship in the 38 years or so of Heron volleyball, so we're really thrilled to go out there. I know Murfreesboro and Massac have dominated here recently, so it's kind of nice to, you know, go out there and get this championship.
So you're what, 7-0, 8-0 in the league? What are you all together in the league?
We are 7-0 in the league, and I guess 12-2 overall. So, you know, this year it's all about the conference. So, you know, we believe in ourselves. You saw the heart, I think, even in the JV game. A lot of the girls play JV too, and they were down, but they weren't out. You know, they came back strong, and then they had to turn around and play well in the varsity, and we saw some. I thought the key to the game tonight was we weren't sitting around waiting for Murfreesboro to mess up. We felt like we took the game to them. I know they're hot right now. They were coming in. They've won their last six matches against some very good teams. They played well last night against Carbondale and played really well last week against Massac. So we knew they were a hot team. I didn't want my girls to like start thinking ahead, and you know, we got off to a pretty good lead in game two, and I didn't want us to coast. I wanted us to take it to them, and I'm really proud of them for doing that.
And you personally can look back at this. You've been involved in the volleyball program for over 20 years. This, with your daughter being a senior on the team, this has to be very special for you.
Yeah, it is a special moment. You know, this doesn't happen overnight. You know, sometimes it's a five-year plan, maybe, you know. There's just been a lot that's gone into this. I don't think most people realize what all goes into this, so I'm just really proud. Her for being a good leader, and my seniors this year for putting the team over themselves. You know, I can equate this kind of to the 2000 team. They were very unselfish also, and that's what this team is. They're not so worried about who gets the kill or who gets the dig or who gets the set. They're just worried about who gets the win.
Speaking with Kelsey Jurek, she is a senior on the Heron volleyball team, and talk a little bit about what this means to the program to win this match tonight at home against Murfreesboro.
Yeah, we love taking on Murfreesboro, and we beat them away, and it's just great to get another W at home. And we were a little nervous because they were on a winning streak right now against Massac and Carbondale, but it felt really good to get the W here tonight. And it was a really important game because, can I say it?
So what kind of pressure did you guys feel tonight, I mean, wanting to defend the home court?
Yeah, we have three more home games left, so it was really important to get another win at home because we haven't had too many this season, and we had a lot of fans tonight, so we are really excited to come out and, you know, play our best and, you know, get a win here tonight against Murphy.
With no postseason, it must mean a lot to the team to win a conference championship.
Yes, we're so excited. You know, before the game, we were all, like, talking about how important this game was, so it felt great to win and know we've secured the conference win.
We're talking to Presley Carnes, the junior on the Heron volleyball team. And Presley, how important was it to get this win here at home tonight?
It was very important. You know, we've been looking forward to winning conference. So every conference game is, like, good for us. And we just really have been focusing in practice on doing the right things and pushing forward and just going to the next point when we mess up. And so it was a big one.
And you were one of the girls that the team looked to go for some kills tonight. Talk a little bit about what that means to you to go out there and get that big hit to kind of lift the team's spirits.
I feel very honored to get the set whenever it's a close game, but I just try to put it down or place it and be smart with the ball.
How much do you feel like you've improved as a hitter the last several games, even last year?
I feel like I've improved pretty good. I've been working on my arm swing. Coach has been pushing me to work on that in practice, and I've just been focusing on that to hit it harder.
And what does it mean to you to win a conference championship?
It means a lot. You know, we haven't won a conference championship since like 2007, so I'm very proud of the team and every girl and how we've been working together.